gardens.
Picket.
Okay. What do you call the kind of fence that can injure cattle?
A barbed wire.
Okay. What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
I don't know that either.
All right, then what did you call the extension you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold in the big animals?
Let's move to another category.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the what?
For the poles.
Okay. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Repeat.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field? All right, you got a fence or wall that's made of loose stones, yep. You know that you've got. So what would you call that?
A stone wall.
Okay. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
A glass egg.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
It could be either.
What do you carry milk in?
A bucket, a pail.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Repeat that.
What sort of container generally do people use, those people who are dealing with these type of animals, use to carry food to the pigs?
Let's say a bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
A pan.
What is it made of?
Cast iron, aluminum.
All right, what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
All right, would you use this for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
Fred, you got me boiling potatoes?
All right, what would you call the container that you plant some flowers, some sort of flowers in and keep it in the house?
Flower pot.
All right, what would you call the container in which you put cut flowers in?
Uh-oh. That's a vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Repeat.
What are the eating utensils that you use to set the table with?
Plate. Fork, the knife, spoon.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have someone clean dishes. I must do what to the dishes?
Scrap the dishes.
But still, with reference to that, what are you going to do? How are we going to be able to eat? All the dishes are dirty, so...
You have to wash.
Okay. After an individual washes the dishes, she then... does what?
Dry them.
No, you wash them.
Good.
All right, now what do you do to them next? That's processing washing dishes. All right, first you wash them. Secondly, you do what?
Rinse.
Okay. All right, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
The drying cloth.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash cloth.